B-Pod Studios.
Hello, this is Sam Hinkie's brain. It was so good to see my sons last night.
Wow, look at that. You checked in, man. Good to hear from you, Sam Hinkie's brain. Nice job. Nice job, Andrew, getting connected.
Yeah, I called him up.
Good job. Connecting into the Palo Alto Starbucks.
I think it's cool that he showed up last
midday
night.
Midday show, I agree, with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. And we celebrate the double-double last night. The double-double that came in Flyers over Bruins. Third game in four nights. And they outplayed Boston. We saw a penalty shot last night, too.
Yeah, horrible attempt.
I know. It was weak.
Jeez. I watched that. I'm going, oh, man. Rask is just loving when he showed him. Just made it so easy.
You know, it actually felt like a playoff game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Tuca.
Yeah.
Tuca.
That's a cool place, though. TD Garden's a good arena.
You know it is. It's a great. That was a big win. They're down. You know, they outplay that team, and they're down 2-1. And they come back. The captain.
Yeah, he gets the first goal, then Lindblom ties it. And how about Sanheim with the game?
Yeah,
overtime?
Man. Yeah.
Flyers are 1-6 going into that game and 3 in overtime.
You got the penalty, which was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it comes in just as time expires and penalty.
Yeah.
But they had a good, it was great. I mean, I do love overtime the way it is.
Yeah, I hate it.
I know you do.
Yeah.
It's a bastardized version of the sport.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I get why they do it, because they want to get a result other than a tie. Or just go to the shootout, because teams can just string you out that are good in the shootout. The Flyers have been horrible in the 3-on-3 this year. I mean, they've gotten scored on 4 times within 30 seconds.
I know.
A couple times, like 18 seconds, 1-12.
And I just hate the shootout.
Yeah, I hate that, too.
Yeah.
To me, it's just not...
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. You can't just play until somebody scores, because you got 82 games, and it's just too much. But, yeah, to come away with a win in that... You know, in that building against a really good team, there's recency revenge there. And Carter Hart was good in the game. He wasn't tested nearly as much.
Would you go back to ties?
No. I don't know. It's almost like, you know, what do you prefer? And I'd probably prefer, I would get rid of the point for
I don't like the point
getting
either.
To overtime.
Yeah.
You can't reward a team just for getting to the extra session. To me, that seems stupid.
I agree.
That's the NHL being a donkey league.
I agree. All right. So we're talking Flyers, Bruins, and then, of course, the nightcap all morning long. We're all excited. Sixers over Warriors. The Golden State Warriors come home, and we had this feeling yesterday that the Sixers would go in and win the game. And thanks to Ben Simmons, who had his best game, I thought, as a pro. After the game, Brett said the same thing, but his best NBA game. I agree. We saw a window into what he can be. And if he's that, we win. And we win multiple titles.
Yeah, he was sensational. It was just so much fun to watch, too. Because you know they're playing a great team. They're playing the team that's not even close to being the odds-on favorite. I mean, they're so the favorite to win the NBA title. And to go out to Oracle on the West Coast road trip and get the win there, it just felt big. And he played big.
And he did. He played big. And it was like the moment. Like, you could tell he embraced that moment. He wanted to belong last night. He was aggressive. You know, he was active.
Yeah.
And he wanted to belong on the floor. Among the greatest of the game. I mean, last night offers you the greatest the game has to offer. And he was there.
Yeah. And like, it was a measuring stick for the Sixers last night. But it was also a measuring stick for Ben. And I think that's exactly to your point. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Damon in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Damon?
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Ed.
Yo, Dave.
Happy Friday.
What's up, brother?
What's happening? So listen, before I get to the Sixers, you talking about the Eagles last guy. My story's not as good as the last guy. But both my sisters, right, they're married. One of them's married to a Cowboys fan. So we were going to have the Super Bowl party at our house. My brother was coming up from Virginia. I was like, no way. We're not watching the Eagles in the Super Bowl at a Cowboys fan's house. So we went to my other sister's house, whose husband's an Eagle fan, and that's how we watched the Super Bowl. Couldn't have it no other way.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. There's no way in the world you could watch the Super Bowl over a Cowboys fan's house.
That's a violation.
No cause.
That's like spending 4th of July in Moscow.
No doubt. So listen, man, last night's game, and I can show you the text. I text my brothers and two friends. I said, we're going to win this game. The thing is, not only did they got back in the game, obviously, in the third quarter, outscoring them 42-26, they out-physicaled them, because there was a play when Jimmy Butler, I don't know if he blocked Steph's shot, but he beat him up and kind of got physical with them. I was like, that's what they needed. I can't remember if they called the foul or not. But what I liked, they were aggressive. Draymond Green and Boogie Cousins are just crybabies with the referees. Enough of that. They've never committed a foul. But we stayed within ourselves, man, moved that ball, and played that defense. And I just liked what we did last night. It was a great, great win. Great win.
Yeah, it was. This was just tweeted out. Listen to this, Dame. You'll love this. Ben Simmons yesterday, he was 5-for-6 on Draymond, 2-for-3 on Durant, 2-for-3 on Iguodala. When he was defending, because he defended basically all five.
Yes, he did.
Curry was 0-for-2 with Ben guarding him. Durant was 3-for-7 with Ben guarding him.
Wow. And, Coach, I'm glad you said that. I mean, first of all, congratulations, Ben, making an all-star team. You and Joel, man, what a great tandem, right? But the thing is, people often talk about he shot well at the free throw line and his jump shot, but the guy's been playing defense, man.
Yeah, he's a great defender.
Yeah, man. He's special, cuz. You called it. He's special. And I'm glad we have him. You called when he was at LSU. I remember you saying that. He's a special player, man. So I'm listening to you guys saying who we should pick up. I think, cuz, we're like a player away to make this thing happen in the East. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But who's the player?
I'm with you. It's a great question. You know, because you're kind of looking at, I mean, I think it's players. I think you got to go veterans. You need another shooter. Like, I want to stretch four bad. You want another shooter off the bench to guard, and you want to back up five. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at.
That's your pecking order?
So, I'm curious. Think about it. Shamit is garnering a lot of interest around the league.
Rightfully so.
I'm hearing that a lot of teams have interest in Landry Shamit.
Well, he's a three-point shooter, and he's not afraid to shoot it in any way. He's got balls. Like, he's not afraid to shoot it in any situation.
It's interesting to see what you might be able to get. You know, if you put a couple of pieces, but Shamit is getting a lot of interest. I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Because of what happened in New York with Porzingis going. So do you think that's the slam dunk now that Kyrie and Durant end up in New York?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. The plan is to create space for two max players, and that's what they did. And now the second part of that plan is to tank and try to get Zion or somebody else.
You get a top pick. The top pick in this draft. Clear the money. Get the pick.
I mean, you can take anybody you want on the Knicks.
All right, so that's their open season. Anybody you want to pull?
I mean, I guess I have interest in Trey Burke as a backup point guard. He can shoot the three. I mean, he's for sure. I would look at him. I'm just trying to think of contracts. But he would be a piece. We were talking about Wesley Matthews, Andrew and I. He's an interesting name because he can shoot it. I want a four, though. I'm having trouble coming up with the perfect four because of the contracts.
And because Kevin Love has got that four-year extension, which when he opts out of his contract after this year, could he not opt out of that contract and avoid the extension and then sign a different extension?
Yeah, the problem is he's not going to get anywhere near with that.
The dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got to.
He's got to.
He's got to take. It's just to, stay where he's at, go somewhere else or wherever it is they can afford him.
Yeah.
And be a bloated contract on a bad team.
Yeah. Bank the money. You already got your NBA title. You're good. Or do you want to compete? Or do you want to compete for more titles without LeBron?
Yeah.
You know, that's the question. Let's go to Kim in Philly. Actually, we've got to take a timeout. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. It is the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Mertedis. And we are right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you, because, you know, Sunday's a big one. The stage is set. New England, L.A., winner takes all. And even if our team is not in the big game on Sunday, it's still got some interest and you can still get a big win. That's the great news.
Oh, I love to buy it.
Because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering new users 53-1 odds on either team to win the big game. That's right. You heard me right. 53-1 odds on either team when you sign up. That means you can win $265 with a max bet of just $5. And as you know, and I know, with these two teams, I guess anything could happen. To me, it's pretty simple. I got to go to New England. I've been saying it for over a week now, and I'm sticking to it. I'm going Brady. I'm going Belichick. New England to win it all. But perhaps you're of a different mind, and you want to go Goff in L.A. To put up a good fight. Well, don't forget, you can get 53-1 odds on either team. That's the good news. To win when you place a $5 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. And it's so easy. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my promo code Jason and get your exclusive 53-1 odds. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and my code Jason. It's limited to first 25,000 users. Must be users first. Online wager, pregame, and moneyline bets only. $5 max bonus issued to site credit. 21 plus physically present in New Jersey. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. 11:21. It's a weird day with the snow showers. I like the snow showers.
Squalls.
Yeah, because it's like they're harmless.
Mm-hmm. Just blowing around.
And you still get to see it.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that I like that's soothing. I'd rather
you're in the snow globe.
I'd rather do that than be luminous sunshine.
Yeah. Well, the other day I drove home, I don't know if it was Tuesday or whatever, but geez, man. Like, I got, like, by King of Prussia on 76, and I couldn't see more than, like, 6 feet in front of my face. It was crazy.
Yeah, you sent that text to the group.
I'm like, whoa, man, look at this. I feel like I was living in somebody shook my snow globe, and I'm inside. Well, this is nuts, but it was, it's wild. February, though.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Feb 1 today. Which means we're close. We're moving in. We reached February, the worst month of the year.
Thank God it's the shortest.
Right, but it's the worst, but we've reached it. We're just going to get through it.
Yeah.
And then we're home free. So when I was talking about Trey Burke, I knew he was part of the Porzingis trade, but they're going to, I think he's going to be a part of this whole deal and be available.
Yeah. To make even. You know,
because look at Dallas, right? Look at what Dallas doesn't want to win now either.
No, they want to get a lottery pick as well,
right?
And so they can move forward.
If you're the Mavericks, you know, I think both those teams are open season.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you can pick.
DeAndre Jordan would be great. We talked about as a five, backup five. You know, it's all about contracts. I don't know what these. You know, like the Harrison Barnes deal, like that's that kills you. You can't do it. It's got to be like palatable contracts.
Yeah, and that deal didn't get made yesterday for this year. That deal got made yesterday for the future.
Yeah, for both teams.
So you start picking guys off those rosters that they don't deem as part of their long term future because they're just trying to get their cornerstone people in place.
Yeah.
Or in the Knicks' case, they're trying to create space to then this offseason sign their cornerstone pieces, and that's probably going to be Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Look, you got to think both of those guys are pretty smart, and they got to look at New York and go, yeah, it's in New York, it's a great market, and the most famous arena in sports, but the ownership there is a total disaster. Like, realize that the Knicks, they've screwed this up for decades now.
Yeah.
It's been a mess there for a while. They screw up the Porzingis thing. I mean, how good was he? Remember his rookie year, how good he was?
Oh, I love Porzingis.
I mean, come on.
I wanted to draft him.
Yeah,
Porzingis.
Yeah, you loved him.
That's where that all came from.
Yeah. And he was taken, what, fourth, right? And Okafor was taken third.
Hell of a player.
Yeah.
Hell of a player, man.
The unicorn.
He and Doncic should be a fun duo, because they both can do, they're similar players. I mean, they can do the same thing.
2 euros, too.
Yeah, they could both score. They could both, you know, post up. They could do.
Porzingis is Duke 2.0, Dirk 2.0.
Yes.
That's the thing. You lose Dirk.
But look at Doncic. Like, Doncic fits with that group, with him.
Yeah, they'll be an interesting team to watch. And, you know, a guy like Cuban's going to do what he can to make them relevant again.
You know, you have a bigger, you know, face-to-basket guy, Doncic. Porzingis is like Dirk, can do everything.
I could shoot it, too.
I mean, can do everything.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Those two as cornerstones are interesting. Now, defensively, you know, Doncic has been holding his own. Porzingis, he's so frail. Porzingis, you can body up.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's like now after the injury.
Well, you don't even know. Like, he doesn't really have a frame that can fill out, like, muscle-wise. I mean, he's so long.
He's a hell of a player, though, man. Yeah. I tell you. I like those kids. I have to tell you, like, those Euros. Mm-hmm. Well, they can play.
Yeah.
They can shoot. They know the game. It's almost like a throwback game that they play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ball movement.
Shoot it. No, you're right. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in Dallas. And like you said, we'll see if people start going in there and scavenging the Knicks roster now to get some pieces.
Again, and Dallas.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's going to be interesting to see what it's like next week during the NBA trade deadline.
Oh, my goodness. Thursday.
Yeah.
Next Thursday. It's 6 days away.
Anthony Davis talk is ramped up. I don't think they trade him before the deadline.
You don't think? Apparently there's a Lakers Godfather deal. You know, an offer you can't refuse being put on the table.
Yeah, so it's Ball.
Lonzo, Kuzma.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram. It's a significant package.
The Godfather deal.
Well, because they know that they're going to have LeBron, Kawhi, and then Anthony Davis. It's like, I don't care about Kuzma. What do I care about Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if I get those three guys, I'll just fill out the rest.
It's funny because if you're in New Orleans, you really can't do any better.
No, because they're going to get a hell of a haul. But
I mean, how
does that haul leave them in the middle ground?
But
probably does.
Yeah, but I mean, as opposed to what? Being so bad.
Well, getting nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And being so bad that's what you want?
Yeah.
You just want a tank?
Yeah, it's
at least you have building block pieces with those guys.
Yeah, maybe you get lucky in the draft and you end up with a piece or...
That's the biggest problem with the NBA, man. It goes back to it. There's too many teams that are locked into this purgatory.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not good enough to win a title.
Right, like, so if you gave New Orleans, you know, that haul that you talked about, that we were talking about with Ball and Ingram and Kuzma and Zubac and whoever else, they're still going to be a good team, but not a great team.
Yeah.
So they're still going to be slotted. They're still in purgatory.
Yeah, they're like a 6-7 seed, right? Which does you no good because you never get better. And the other thing is plus you hear these rumors now that they want to trade Jrue Holiday and Mirotić. You go, okay, so what is the...
I like Mirotić.
What is the plan here? I mean, that roster could turn over by 8 players next week.
So I would have a lot of interest in Mirotić. Mirotić is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Mirotić come in, he'd be good with Joe. He'd be good.
Yeah.
Plus, he got a little range. He can shoot a little bit.
Yeah, then you got Ben, Joe, Jimmy Butler, Mirotić. You could put Chandler off the bench. There's a lot
That's
more
you
can do.
That's what I want to do. My whole thing is get a four and put Chandler on the bench.
Yeah, and he can spell Joe a little bit in the middle, like coming off the bench. If you have to, Chandler.
No.
You'd rather just have him come in at the
he's
four?
He's not.
Can't go that
he's
small.
He's 3-4. He's not five.
Yeah, not 4-5.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. That's the number. Chris in Miami is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Chris? What's up, Chris?
Hey.
All right. Chris took a powder. We just lost two lines on that one hang-up. Pat in Westchester's on the
it's
Fanatic.
It's like bowling.
Yeah. Knocking him down. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Pat.
And I miss you in the morning so much, man. It's it changed the whole fabric of the station. When you're not on in the morning,
You did a great job there. You're doing a great job here.
Thanks,
I really wanted to touch on a couple of things.
Sure.
Hanky, my man, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for him. If it wasn't for his vision, his guts, we wouldn't be here.
And
all the crybabies, they cried about us losing. Oh, we're losing. What would you rather be? Would you like to be New Orleans? Huh? Would you like
exactly.
to be,
exactly.
Would you like to be Chicago? Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right on, Patty. You're right on, brother.
And I want to talk about Ben. Man, he has been just sensational the last couple of weeks. Man, it's just awesome. You know, he is the next LeBron. And I don't want to hear about the shooting. And come on, Brady. And the Walker. Are you serious? The great defender. I mean, he was against the first period against the Lakers and yesterday against the world champions. He was just awesome.
Yeah, Patty.
Best game.
Patty, he was incredible. Thank you, brother. We appreciate the call. He was. And that's what I mean about projecting him. Like, if you can extrapolate what he can be that last night, right? That's what he is.
Yeah.
Oh, he was incredible.
I don't know.
Did you watch? Did you were you able to stay up? You know, you watched the whole thing.
I faded a couple points. I like rolled onto my side and got into a real comfortable spot, and I had to like to stay up. I had to get not comfortable.
Yeah,
the eyelids were getting heavy.
Yeah.
And I tried to take like a little snooze before seven, before both of the games, and the kids just weren't having it. Like,
oh, really? Yeah, it's tough.
You ain't sleeping now, dude.
It's tough. You know, it's a killer. Because I was all amped up after that game, so then I was up writing.
Oh, really?
So, whatever.
Oh, I rolled a Royal right out. Oof. Oof. I was done. It was like flushing the Ferguson in Married with Children, the toilet. Ba-whoosh, is what Al Bundy said. But the other thing, I see this tweet here. There's a guy, Stefan Bondi, who writes for the New York Daily News. And I don't know if this is a real quote or not. He goes, Kyrie Irving has shifted his commitment to re-signing with the Celtics and said, quote, I don't know anybody else. Now, he covers the Knicks, so I don't know if this is a real quote, but it's written as a quote in his tweet. So I don't know if he's saying Kyrie's coming to the Knicks, but he don't want
to. I thought you said he wanted to re-up with Boston.
Yeah, he shifted his commitment from re-signing with the Celtics, basically saying, I don't know anybody, crap. Because he wants to go to New York.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the least kept secret the whole time. He's always had an eye for New York.
Yeah. And Windhorst.
That's why I was shocked because it's always believed that he wanted to go to New York. The way he said it, I'm thinking, he wants to go back to Boston? I'm surprised.
Yeah. He's not going back there. Look, Danny Ainge can do everything he can to get Anthony Davis and replace the star with a star. But if the Lakers are willing to go to the Godfather deal, then look, while the Celtics can offer a nice package, it's not going to be that package that we just mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a. But the Lakers can do that because they know that they seemingly know that they're going to get Kawhi. And if you get Anthony Davis to join with LeBron, who's kind of taken this year as like a sabbatical somewhat, and you just recharge for next year, then you go, okay, we'll fill out the roster. We'll get LeBron's coach in here, whoever he wants. You know, get Spoelstra, whoever.
That's the problem with the free agents. That's why, like, I know Jimmy disappeared last night, and people were like, well, I mean, you really need Jimmy? See, I don't think you're going to do better than Jimmy. I really don't. I mean, I think Durant goes with Kyrie to New York. I think Kawhi and or Boogie go to the Lakers. I mean, who's left?
Oh my God, I forgot about Boogie too. So they get Anthony Davis, Boogie, Kawhi to join LeBron?
Well, if Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers, then no Boogie. Boogie goes to New York.
All right, so then he joins with Durant and Kyrie and whoever the number one draft pick is going to be. Because they're tanking. Maybe, maybe they get Zion.
You know, and by the way, you know, you never know if Kawhi goes to the Clippers.
Yeah, that's been talked about. And you buy that, though?
You know, I'd buy anything in Southern California. And Boogie could also go to the Clippers.
Mm. LeBron's there going, I got Ugats. I got nothing.
Right. Or let's say Anthony Davis and Kyrie or Kawhi go to the Lakers, and then Dallas says, I'll take Boogie.
Yeah, that could happen.
To go with those two.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's crazy.
It is.
But think about what happened yesterday.
Well, what about the Rockets? Like, you know, I mean, who knows? Did they shed Chris Paul's? Is there a way to figure that? I don't know. I mean, like, that's where my only point in bringing this up is if you're the Sixers, you might, I don't know, you could do better than Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. And Brian Windhorst just wrote an article about this. Think about what happened in the last couple of days. Anthony Davis, it becomes public, no less, and he got a $50,000 fine for making it public that he demanded a trade. Now, Porzingis' trade yesterday in a blockbuster move to Dallas. And now the reports are coming out that where Kyrie is saying he's not committed to re-signing with the Celtics, as he previously stated. And what all this means, and then the ability for Durant to get out of Golden State, Klay's going to be a free agent. All of this stuff, Boogie is signed a one-year deal at a cut-rate number. There's, like, huge names all up for grabs. And how this play, and where they end up is going to be crazy this offseason. We talked about baseball free agency. Like, this free agency period in the NBA come July is going to be nuts.
What happens? So here's the other thing, too. Like, I don't know. Are we better off going after McCollum?
Go to Portland, try and get CJ McCollum? Maybe.
But
do they have a desire to trade him?
I don't know. I mean, how long are you going to go? Listen, Lillard's the guy, right? Mm-hmm. So Dame is the guy in Portland.
Yeah.
Now, like the other night, who was out? Nurkic was out last night or the other night against Utah, and the two of them together can be dynamic. Like they went off and blew Utah out, but I still think you don't win with two guards like that.
They can't win an NBA title. They can't come out of the West.
I don't think so.
So you got to trade. So McCollum's the guy up for grabs.
I don't know. I guess. I mean, you're not going to trade Damian.
Yeah. A lot of people have always mentioned him.
That's the whole conundrum, though, if you're the Sixers. Like, what
do you trade?
Yeah, what are you looking for? And if you got Jimmy, you might be just better off sticking with Jimmy.
Yeah, because if you keep Jimmy, you don't have to give anything up. You already gave up what you're giving up to get Jimmy. But if now you're gonna give Dario and Covington up to get Jimmy, then not re-sign him, and then you got to give up something to get CJ McCollum. Now you're giving up basically four players to fill that one spot.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that.
No.
So anyway,
they don't have the assets to give up.
I want to continue. Obviously, we're talking about last night. If you watched the game, your impressions and your excitement level, the whole thing. But I don't want to lose the Super Bowl challenge. And so this is what I want from you guys. I want you to go back to the Friday before last year's Super Bowl. And then take us through your weekend.
It was February 2nd, because last year was the 4th, right?
Take us through your weekend. So go back to starting last Friday, the way it is now, and then take it through your weekend. I got to tell you, it's Sunday, and I'm just not into it.
I know, I think...
I'm sure I'll get into it. You know, we got a big party at Parks, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to get any kind of lather up about this year's Super Bowl. I really don't. Like, I don't care about half the props. I don't care about... I mean, I got more
props
than
I was going to give you guys, and you guys seem to be
kind of fizzled out, right? Yeah. I mean, if you want to throw a couple, man, why not? Because I'm going to beat the brakes off of Andrew, the kid. But that being said, like, I got no juice for this game. It feels like the Hall of Fame game. You know, that's the first time you see players in uniforms in like the first weekend of the first Thursday of August or whatever.
Yeah,
like this feels like the Hall of Fame game to me.
I know.
I might end up being more excited for the Hall of Fame game because I've been starving for football for 7 months August than I am for this game.
And see, here's the problem. Like for us, it can't compare to last year.
Yeah, there's no way.
And that's our first, that's our initial memories last year.
I'd be more interested watching Sean McVay's wife, Nicola, what's her name? Nikolai? That's the guy's name, but I forget her name. Veronica.
Veronica, yeah.
And Belichick's wife.
Veronica with a K.
I'd be more interested watching those two play Rochambeau at the 50-yard line than watching this game. I mean, you've seen both of them. I mean, Belichick did all right as well.
Yeah,
but Veronica, for a younger model.
Yeah, but Veronica's.
Oh, kidding me. Yeah. She's a Hall of Fame worthy.
Andrew had a good line. He said in my ear, and you're right, Andrew. The K, Veronica with a K, makes it even hotter.
Yes, it does. Because it's Euro.
Yeah.
It's like got like a. It's got like a third world country feel to it.
No disrespect to the Veronicas with the C, but.
Right. First of all, Veronica's a great name
in general, yeah.
It's a great name.
Yeah, there's certain, like the name Rachel. You got to be decent looking broad to have a name like Rachel. Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing, like.
Veronica, though.
You guys are Billy Madison fans. I know you were, Anthony. Veronica Vaughn.
Yes.
Teacher.
Yeah. Kidding me? Well, here's the thing, too. Like, a hot woman from, like, one of those, like, Kazakhstan or, you know, something like. Yes. From, you know.
Moldova.
Like, a Chechenian. Hot Chechenian. Like, there's something sexy about that.
Chechnya.
Right?
As long as you're not hunting them down in the pine barrens, you're good.
Yeah. She's an interior decorator. Her place look like ass. I just don't have that. There's not that much interest in the Super Bowl for me right now. I'm just not feeling it.
All right, Andrew, where were you last year? Take us back from the Friday.
Right, I'm here. Yeah, Friday I was here.
But after, I mean, not. What happened? What'd you do? Friday night, Saturday, Sunday for the game, Sunday night, your party. What'd you do?
I was at a party Sunday, but I didn't party because I was on air from 2 to 5 that day. So I couldn't get
all
liquored
up. Sunday?
Yeah, I was after they won, I was on from 2 in the morning till 5 in the morning.
Oh, geez.
So I couldn't even get liquored up during the game.
Because you knew you were coming on after the game.
So
yeah.
You were on, wow, that's wild.
Did the overnight.
You know what's funny? I don't even remember seeing you.
Like, cross it over in the morning.
I don't remember seeing him.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure Jamie was on at 5 and led you into you at 6.
Right, but I got here early because I was a mess.
There's no way you could have slept.
And I went and I laid down on that couch.
Oh, yeah, you just sacked out on
that. That was my first on-air shift.
That's the
station. Really? Yeah, 2 to 5 after they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
That was your first on air shift.
Yeah, like solo shift, huh? Wow. That's a great one to get.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man.
What I remember is just waiting around all day. God, this stinking Super Bowl starts at 6:30 or whatever. And just waiting around all
day. Well, how about Saturday?
Like
Saturday,
you're dying.
Saturday was
torture.
Yeah, I
think I drank all day Saturday. I needed something to get my mind off.
Yeah.
Saturday was torture.
And we felt great about it, but you're going, oh my God, come on. When's this game going to kick off?
Yeah, man.
And you're just going, oh, Spygate. Are they going to deflate ball? What's going to be the storyline this time? But you felt good about it. That's what was weird.
Yeah.
6-1-0.
Great.
Yeah. Oddly enough, 610-632-0975. Some open lines for the first time today. So hang in. Jump on the lines at 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, February 3rd is this Sunday. That's right. We've been talking about it. It's the biggest betting day of the year. So if you're not into it, throw a few shekels on there. Or you can get in all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. In addition to the spread and the total, you get all kinds of incredible props. We were talking about it. You want to cross sport props? You want? I always give you the ones that I like. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. So I think over 7.5 punts. Not the sexiest of props. It's the punt prop. But I think it's a casher, man. Over 7.5 punts. It's not going to be up and down scoring. Look, with over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey is the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. Based right here in the United States, not offshore. So you know your funds are safe and secure. This is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out. And as a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet match up to $500. That's right, for a limited time. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC and sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's code FANATIC. DraftKings instantly will match your first bet up to $500. There's no gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, 11:54, right here on the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. The Super Bowl Challenge. People are doing the 10-year challenge. Super Bowl Challenge. Where were you a year ago and then throughout the weekend? So, Jason, Saturday, you're just like meandering around. And then Sunday.
You had a Flyers game.
You had the Flyers game on Saturday?
On Saturday, there was a Flyers game. Probably, yeah. And then Sunday, Sunday I just remember waiting, just like as it was like watching lava flow uphill, a steep hill, waiting for 6 o'clock to get there. Yeah, I don't remember because so much of it was a blur from when the game started through the parade. Like it's all mixed together. Like I don't know where. I just remember leaving that Super Bowl party where I was for like an hour and a half before and then like
I can't believe you said
5 minutes and then went home.
That you were actually at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, and then went home. As soon as the game got started, like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't concentrate and people were talking. I'm like, shut up! You know, they're in the kitchen talking while they're getting another snack refill. And I was like, I had to get home. And I just got home and I was, wife and kids stayed at the party. I was good to go at home, me and the dog. You know, we bunkered down.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that at a stranger's. No. I couldn't watch a game like that with strangers.
Yeah, I couldn't even watch it with another person. I needed a four-legged friend, and I was good.
Yeah.
I got this list, by the way, of the most popular Super Bowl snacks in every state, according to Google. Like, Google did this survey, and it's like the Super Bowl foods that are uniquely searched Super Bowl foods by state. So let me give you a couple of these, see if you're in on these. Alabama. Their most searched food was white chicken chili.
White chicken chili?
Which I love.
White chicken chili.
Yeah, it's really good.
Nah, I'm out.
Now, Pennsylvania, it was chicken wings, buffalo wings, which we're all in on.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that Pennsylvania?
Well, no, it's just what people chose to, was the highest searched one
really?
For Super Bowl snacks or foods or whatever. Like Oregon had banana bread. Which is bizarre. I love banana bread.
Banana
but I don't think
bread.
Yeah.
By the way, wings can be overrated unless they're done spectacular.
Well, there's so many ways to get a wing.
But it can be an overrated item. It can be a bad item.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I got the local watering hole near me. It's like the 25-cent wing. And, you know, for 25 cents, you're getting what you pay for.
Right.
What, is that good or bad?
Not a good thing.
I remember like 10-cent wings when I was at the Penn State sub shop.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that was back in the day.
Yeah, but like the good, luscious wings that you get in the real sauce, like that's a great item.
Yeah.
But there's too many of the bad wings. Rubbery. Mm. They're not cooked well enough. Like, I like mine cooked well.
Yeah, we just grab the teeth and you pull right off the bone.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Like, I got this Amish...
And God forbid they go cold. They're horrible.
Well, we got this Amish joint by us, the Amish market. And they got the wing bar.
You love
bar.
The Amish.
Oh, dude, I love this.
You know what? You look like Amish. You could pass
if
for
I
Amish.
Shave the stash off, I yes. could do it. Yeah. But they have like all these different kinds. Like, you can get the rotisserie wing, get the fried chicken wing. You can get their standard buffalo wing or the garlic and parmesan wing. It's a nice variety to have in the wing. And if you heat them up in the oven right, you can reheat the wing. Provided, especially, you got to have a nice dish of blue cheese to dip it in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big blue cheese fan.
You reheat the wing? You why? To bake it?
Yeah, exactly. Like we get a bunch of them. Yeah, and you don't put it in a microwave.
Nah,
in a
microwave. Yeah, ruins make it gummy, right?
Yeah, it just ruins it. But
the wing can be overrated, though. You agree?
Well, yeah, if you don't get a good one, absolutely. But my wife makes a dish, and she makes it for every party we go to where you got to bring like a potluck thing. The buffalo chicken dip. You ever have the buffalo chicken dip?
I'm out.
What?
Out.
Oh, I got to bring the old lady's buffalo chicken dip. It's outrageous.
I don't do dip.
Like bagel chips or like a nice sturdy cracker with it?
I don't do dip.
Oh.
I skeeve dip.
What?
I skeeve it.
Why? Because other people dip into it?
No.
It's not like they're putting their mouth in it.
No, it's just I skeeve it. Any kind of dip because it's made with mayonnaise. Whatever it is.
That doesn't have mayo in it, though.
I don't know. It's white. I'm out.
Okay. It's got like sour cream in it.
Out.
You're out on sour cream?
Sour cream,
are
mayo.
You like you're
out.
My God, you're like a communist.
I don't like
you're out on sour cream?
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so what about a jalapeno popper? You know the jalapeno popper?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yes. I like jalapeno popper.
How about Mississippi's is granola bars?
That's hard.
Boy, that sucks.
Granola bars? Why would you make it? Why would?
Yeah.
Went to a Super Bowl party of granola bars. I fucking throw right at their head.
All right, let me give you this one. North Carolina's is Cobb salad.
I thought there would be like ribs or something.
Yeah, you would think. Now Rhode Island goes 7-layer dip, which is like the refried beans, guacamole, sour cream. See, you're dip again. You're out.
I'm out.
How about a turkey chili?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm out on all that. First of all, if it's chicken, it's inferior to the beef. So I'm out.
Well, you think chicken's inferior to beef?
I do. Yeah, I if you're going to get like a chili, you got to
That's not true. It's not true.
You got to go beef.
No, I disagree. I like a beef chili too. You'd be perfect in Vermont because you got the lasagna is there.
That's not a Super Bowl food.
Well, in Vermont it is.
That's horrible. But lasagna is not a Super Bowl food.
There are six people in Vermont, so they got a couple Google entries, and that's what they came up with.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Pea and peppercorn mash for New Mexico. Yeah.
First of all, that's a terrible, whatever that is. What list is it?
It's just a list that Google put out of the most popular Super Bowl snacks state, according to Google. Summer snacks in Pennsylvania, it was chicken wings.
What's Jersey?
Jersey is, let me see here.
Taylor ham.
New Jersey is buffalo chicken dip.
What's Delaware?
Delaware is chocolate peanut butter cake.
That's bizarre. I never thought the sweets and the bowl goes together.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Like, to me, you're not supposed to do sweets.
Well, you could do it. Like, Hawaii was the cupcakes, the football-shaped cupcake.
Who wants some chocolate peanut butter cake?
Yes. Yeah. Cookies.
Pigs in a blanket.
Banana bread.
Like, what's that?
How about Montana's got
bar.
Montana's got lentil soup.
Lentil soup?
Yeah. Lentil, I'm not a fan of the lentils.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.